And the baby bottle boomerang started on Sunday, September 19th. So Susan Sturgill of the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Angela?
Mean as ever and twice as cute.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. All right. So the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center, you're over on School Street in Wilkesboro. This baby bottle boomerang is an annual fundraiser that you do, right?
Well, we actually, the first time we did it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that, I don't know, people just like taking the baby bottles, filling them up with change. Dollars.
Is
check.
It just me or has this bottle increased in size?
I
realize babies grow. I had no idea that the baby bottles grew.
Yeah, I brought you this one. What is it, 18 inches high?
And about four inches around.
But this is one I thought that you might want to set here, so as people came, they could put their change in it.
That's a good
idea.
Give everybody a part. Yeah. Well, I have this here at the radio station, so they can. So what is this money used for?
We use it really for operations. You know, everything we do is free at the center.
Right.
So donations that come in, which we have to have those in baby clothes, in cribs, car seats, strollers, anything a baby can use, even maternity clothes for the mom.
Right.
All those are donated. Diapers, wipes. But then we have to have funds to be able to pay salaries, to pay light bill, to pay for insurance and all those things that go into daily operation. And so this fundraiser is hugely important for us in managing to continue to pay our bills.
Well, now, you have actually changed or grown or expanded, I guess, somewhat over the past few months in becoming a real medical facility. Is that right?
We are right at the door. Everything is in place. We are waiting for our medical director. And this is a doctor. We have to have a doctor who will oversee the operations of our medical clinic. It is a volunteer position, and it will entail about an hour a week. It's probably the result. Our nurse is in training right now in Nevada. She'll be finished with her ultrasound training at the end of this month.
Right.
And we are just trusting God, waiting for God to bring his person, his doctor, to our center. You know, I was reminded this morning when I was reading in Genesis about Abraham and Sarah, and I was reminded again that, you know, we know that God has moved this ministry in this direction.
Right.
We know it without a shadow of a doubt because it's his work. But we want the medical director now because it would just make it so much better and so much easier, and it just makes sense. And
right.
And so we're waiting. And it's very tempting to go find someone and pull them in, much like Sarah did with Hagar.
Yeah.
And so I was reminded in reading that this morning afresh that God's plan is perfect.
Yes, it is.
And he wants us to be patient and wait on him. And it will be in his perfect time. It may not make sense to me. And I may not be able to explain it in any way that is understandable. I just know that we are to wait on the Lord, and he will make the provision. And then there's not any question about whether it's something we did. It will be what he did.
Amen.
And what he is doing as we move forward. I'm just hugely excited about it.
Well, now, when you, well, let's back up just a second and refresh everyone's memory as to what you have been doing and what your mission, what your goal has been at the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center.
Well, now, our mission statement is actually threefold. We offer positive alternatives to abortion.
Right.
That's a focus of our mission. The next thing we do is promote sexual integrity within our community. And the third is that we offer post-abortion recovery support for those who have chosen abortion in the past and are trying to come to terms with it. That's actually the focus of our mission. Now, what we do in that first section where we want women to be able to choose life for their child, whether they make an adoption plan or whether they choose to parent, we want to be able to give them all the tools that they're going to need to be able to do that.
Right.
And to do that, we have to be able to address everything from the very beginning, not just material need, but to help educate them as to what's going on with the baby, what's going on with their body, what things they can expect, what's it going to look like when they go into labor, and what will happen when they bring this baby home. And all those things are hugely important for them. So education is a huge part of what we do.
Yes, because babies, I have discovered or did discover about 15 years ago, do not come with an instruction manual when they come into this world.
Nor do they all operate the same way.
No, figure that out too. Not even when they grow up and are 15 do they operate.
Yeah, well, we don't do them at 15, let me tell you. Unless they're expecting a baby for themselves.
Okay.
So.
So now when the ladies come in to the facility and you do the free pregnancy test.
Yes.
And then you consult with them. And actually, you share the gospel with them as well.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, we would be really a mess in what we do if we didn't look at the whole individual and what their needs are.
Right.
We're all in need of a Savior.
Amen.
And so it goes to the spiritual as well as it does the physical need. And so that's something that we do. Now, I don't want you to think that we drag them in by the hair of their head and we set them down and we make them listen and we make them watch, because it isn't. You know, you lead. You don't shove it down someone's throat.
Right.
So one of the first things we want to do is love them.
Amen.
We just want them to know that God cares about what's going on in their life. And many times they don't know that. They don't feel it.
And they have questions. I mean, this is, if it is a young mother, a teenage mother, mm-hmm. this is a totally new experience. They don't know. And quite frankly, society is telling them all sorts of things that I, as a Christian, would prefer that society not tell them.
Well, and we were even talking about this in the office this morning. You know, the world in which we live has become very fast foodish. You
yes.
know, we want instant everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons that teen pregnancy it is what it is today, because our kids are looking for the instant physical satisfaction as well as, you know, everything else in our lives.
Right.
You know, cell phones, microwaves, drive-through windows, all of those things contribute to that as well. So there's so many things to take into consideration. Each client is different. Each client has different needs. And so we try to focus on who they are, where they're at in their life, what they're facing, what their situation is at home, and then how can we best tailor a program that will fit them. The program that we use is called Earn While You Learn. So we focus a lot on trying to teach them, give them good education, not just by what they see through videos or DVDs, but we couple it with worksheets. So they're seeing it, they're writing it, and then we sit down and talk about it with them. So it has a greater ability to impact their life. And through all of that, they earn what we call points. And
right.
they use it like money. So that about a month before their baby is due, we let them go into our store that is full of really nice things. And they use their points like you would money, and they choose the things that they want for their child. It's hugely empowering for them. And we just find that our clients have just loved it so far.
Well, now, you don't just deal with young mothers.
No, no.
And you don't just deal with women.
No, no. We have some daddies that have great concerns for their children who are trying to raise them. And sometimes the mother's in the picture, sometimes she's not. So every situation is different. And so we try then to gear it that way. Now, we do have some of our men that have come in that really want to know more about what the Bible says. And
right.
so we've actually got them into a program where they can meet with a Christian man who then has a Bible study with them at the center. And it works a whole lot better that way.
It's amazing. And how long has the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center been here in Wilkes?
14 years. We 14 opened our
years.
Doors in April of 1996.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So you're just 1 year younger than my son is. Now, the baby bottle boomerang, getting back to that started on Sunday. How does that work? How do you get people involved and churches involved in helping with this?
Well, we have a number of churches already involved. But if you're hearing this today and you haven't heard about this before, please just give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you about it. What we do is we try to put bottles into hands of an individual at a church so that we have a responsible person at that church
right.
other than the pastor. Pastors are so busy already.
And going in 15 different directions
right.
at one time, yeah.
But we do encourage that they talk to their pastor before they ever do anything so that the pastor is on board and everything is like it should be. But then they take the bottles to the church. They can give them out through Sunday school. They can place them in their sanctuary and encourage people to take them and take them home, fill them up with change, with dollars, with checks, or, you know, they can even take them to their place of work.
Right.
And then when they have their bottle full, they can bring it back in. If they want to take another bottle, they can take another bottle. And then what we do is by the end of this campaign, which it ends on the 10th of October, then we encourage them to have all their bottles back in by them by then and have them brought then to the center. And then we begin to count them according to the churches. So we will have a total for every church that has made the donation.
All right. We are talking to Susan Sturgill, Wilts Pregnancy Care Center, about what they do and about the Baby Bottle Boomerang and some other events that's coming up there. We'll be having more information from her on that after this.
It's time. Time for 2011 Nissans to arrive. And Empire Nissan in Wilkesboro is doing everything in their power to move the 2010s quickly to make room. Now at Empire Nissan, get finance rates as low as 0%, up to $5,000 in rebates, and savings up to $9,000 on select vehicles. Get to Empire Nissan on Empire Highway, 421 West, Wilkesboro. But hurry, don't let someone else drive home your new Nissan. See dealer for details.
Your one-stop sign shop is Foothills Signs and Graphics, the second oldest sign company in Wilkes County. With over 20 years in business, Gene and Francis Roten invite you to stop in and see what they can do for you. Beautiful, colorful signs, black and white signs, or if you want a lighted sign, no job is too large or small. Check out their website, foothillssignsnc.com, or call them at 667-9400, Foothills Signs and Graphics, 78 Boone Trail, above the hospital in North Wilkesboro.
Want to spice up your next meal? Then liven up your taste buds with Monte Del Rey. Tostadas, quesadillas, tortillas, enchiladas, tacos, burritos, chimichangas, and so much more can be served to you from Monte Del Rey. All meals are served with nachos and salsa and topped off with a delicious sweet treat. Call for takeout, 903-1276. You can always expect great service. So if you're craving Mexican, let me recommend Monte Del Rey to you. 1804 Winkler Street, Wilkesboro.
If the economy has put the squeeze on your finances, then call Basic Finance. They can relieve the stress with loans from $300 to $7,500. Brent, Larry, Brian, Joseph, and Kathy can take your loan application by phone, fax, or in person. Open weekdays 8:30 till 5:30. Call or come by Basic Finance for cash when you need it. And they accept Duke Energy payments. Basic Finance, intersection off 268 and 18 in North Wilkes, or call 838-9700.
All right, welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. Once again, my guest today is Susan Sturgill, and we are talking about the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center and about the exciting things that's happening there. Now, when you do get, you're totally finished and you have your medical director and it is a medical facility, what will that mean exactly? What will the ladies be able to do when they get there in addition to what you've been doing?
Oh, that will mean that when we have a young girl who comes in for a pregnancy test and she is positive,
right,
that we'll be able to schedule her for a free ultrasound and we'll be able to demonstrate live from the very beginning. The purpose for us to do this ultrasound is to, number one, to make sure that it's a viable pregnancy.
Right.
The next thing is to make sure that the fetus is actually within the uterus, that is, right, not in the fallopian tubes, mm-hmm, which could be very dangerous for her.
Right.
And then it's also to get the measurements so we know about the age of this little one.
And while you're at it, it doesn't hurt that the moms get to see that this really is a life.
That's exactly right.
And not just a fetus, as, yes, we have been indoctrinated for years. Oh, it's not a baby, it's a fetus.
Blob.
Yeah, it's just a blob of cells.
It's a blob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that blob, when I was only 9 weeks, 8 or 9 weeks, and had an ultrasound, had arms and legs and,
yes,
a heartbeat. And
it's amazing.
Spinal cord and feet and hands.
Mm-hmm. It's truly amazing. And, you know, I think that part of this comes from the word that is used in our society that says we are entitled to choice. And, of course, we are. And I think the word has really been inappropriately used.
Yeah.
In other words, you are either for life or you're against it.
Mm-hmm.
You're either for abortion or you're against it.
Yep.
And we are very much pro-life,
right,
and pro-choice. Now, pro-choice does not mean that we are for abortion. It means that we believe that a woman has a right to choose. She needs to be educated as to what the choice involves. Her choice has to involve what God's plan is as well. And, you know, we are a pro-life ministry. We are founded on the very word of God.
Right.
So what we believe is built on that word. And what God says about life is hugely important to,
mm-hmm,
us. And there's a number of places in the Bible that you can go to where God speaks about shedding innocent blood. And I can't think of anything more innocent than that of an unborn child.
Well, you know, I have made the statement on here, and since you brought up the choice thing, let me just run this rabbit for a minute. I have often made this statement here on this station. In fact, we play a song with the same message, that if you go to hell, you'll choose to go there.
That's true.
You are not forced to go to heaven. You are not forced to go to hell. You choose.
You're right.
God has given you every reason in the world to choose him, to choose his son, Jesus Christ, to choose to be saved and to choose heaven.
Yes.
But he will not make you. He, as you say, he's given you.
He's a very gracious God.
He is. And he's given you an entire book. You have them to see DVDs and fill out paperwork. Well, he's given you a whole book of paperwork that you can read so you can be educated and make your choice.
Yes.
And choose life for yourself, eternal life in heaven with him. Okay, it's the same thing here. You're giving these ladies the information they need so that they can choose life.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
I mean, we want very much for them to choose life. And we know when we're not foolish to think that every woman that comes in there is going to hear what we say and then choose life for her child. Some women feel they have no choice but to do that.
Right.
But this much I know, for all the years that we have been there and everything I know and have come to know about God, is that when you choose life over death, there's huge difference.
Yeah.
And trying to come to terms with having chosen death for your child is very difficult. And I want women to know, I mean, there are women sitting in our churches today that have made that choice at some point in their past. No one knows it because it's this big secret, because it is hugely painful. And it's very hard to even think of it or even want to recall it.
Right.
But I am here to tell you that God does not want us to stay in that place.
That's right.
He offers restoration, the balm of Gilead. He has great healing for us. And if you choose to stay with that and not to seek healing and help, you are almost rendered useless, because it's a sin that remains unaddressed in our lives.
And if you do that, then you're actually letting the enemy, you're letting Satan win in your life. Because he is sitting you down and saying, look, here, what you've done, you can never be used by God because of this terrible thing that you did.
And he will do that.
And he will repeat it to you over and over and over, but that's not what God's about.
No.
God is about forgiveness and grace and mercy and healing, like you said.
And being a Christian is not an easy thing to do.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't involve just easy choices. We really have to choose a lot of difficult things.
Amen.
And God will, he will use those in our life to make us stronger.
Now, another thing that you have coming up later on is, or another thing that happens later on, is the 40 days of life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the 40 days for life actually started September the 22nd. Yesterday,
okay.
And it runs through October the 31st. And this is just a national campaign, but the focus of this is on life. It is to demonstrate that this issue of abortion, while I know it's hugely polarizing in our society, is an issue that we all need to come to terms with. We all need to know what we believe and why we believe it.
Amen.
I encourage every Christian to ask and answer that question, because God's word is clear. We either build and believe what God says, or we choose not to. And my life as a Christian, you can't pick and choose what you want to accept out of his word and what you don't, even though it's sometimes easy for us to want to do that.
Yeah. No, and you can't believe just this chapter here. And no, I don't agree with that chapter. We'll leave it out. No, you take God's word as a whole.
But this is one of those issues that, because it is a difficult issue, people just kind of stay in a gray area with it. I don't believe God would have us to stay in that gray area.
No, I think he called that lukewarm in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
And I think that made him sick, as I recall.
And really, when you think about this issue of abortion, if you ask yourself what determines whether a life is valuable or not? And when does life begin? Because that's one of the pivotal issues.
Right.
Does life begin at conception? Or do we assign a time where we want to feel good that we can say that life begins? And I believe everything, even science, demonstrate that life itself begins at conception. And if that is true, then many issues have to come into play, and those have to do with whether the child has any kind of a handicap or is going to be having any difficulty, whether it's this child is wanted at this particular time or not. Mm-hmm. It's just so many factors that come into play. Even if this pregnancy is a result of rape or incest, which, you know, everything in us cries out that this is wrong, we shouldn't tolerate this, these would be reasons for us to terminate a pregnancy. But if we believe what God says about the origin of life and about who He is,
yes,
that every life is created with value, with purpose, then we have no right to say, regardless of how this child was created, that this value has any less purpose than what God intended.
Amen. I agree.
And now, that's my preaching for today.
Okay. Well, now, during this 40 days, and this is, you said it started yesterday, do you
yes.
have special events planned during this 40 days?
Now, we don't. Throughout different areas, they will. I do know that out at Mount Pleasant, the pink and blue flags are going to be put out along 421 next
right.
Wednesday, and they'll be out there as well as the sign. I'm not sure if some of the other area churches are doing that as well. But the flags are representative of the number of abortions that are performed on a daily basis in the United States.
And that is
these
how many?
Are actually at about 3,800.
A day?
A day.
7 days a week?
In the United States.
3,800. That's 3,800 a day, 7 days a week, just in the United States.
Yes. Now, several years ago, it was at 4,000, and you go, okay, so less abortions are being done. Well, yes and no. You know, we have now on the market what's called the abortion pill.
Right.
We also have the morning after pill. All of these will terminate a pregnancy without actually going through an abortion.
So it could still be 4,000 or more a day.
Yes.
Unbelievable. All right. We're running out of time, Susan, but still so much to talk about. Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center is doing such a wonderful job. The baby bottle boomerang is going on right now. If you're not involved with that already, you can get involved by calling
838-9272.
And they are needing a medical director. So medical directors, doctors, if you're listening and God is dealing with your heart, then you also need to call and talk to Susan. And the number again?
838-9272.
Now, what are your hours out at the Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're there from 10 until 3, and Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're there from 10 until 6.
All right. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. The Wilkes Pregnancy Care Center is located at 1224 School Street in Wilkesboro. Again, that number, 838-9272.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each